With just a few weeks left of the New Jersey legislative session, Governor Chris Christie is stepping up the pressure on the democratically controlled legislature to pass more than 30 bills that he says will help local governments cut costs and keep property taxes down. On January 1st, the state's 2% cap on local property tax hikes takes effect, and municipal officials say they need the governor's reforms to avert layoffs. WNYC's Bob Henley was at a Christie town hall meeting in Warren County this week and files this report.
The American Legion Hall in Hackettstown was packed with a standing room only crowd that spilled outside. Hackettstown near the Delaware River is a rural hub that still has a live animal auction. Almost half of its downtown storefronts are vacant. It's also Republican territory. Christie has the crowd with him when he lowers the boom on the Democratic legislature for not passing his so-called toolkit that includes civil service reform to help local governments keep labor costs down. But Christie says lawmakers are wasting time on legislative trivia.
S-1643 was heard recently. It's one of my favorites. This requires that all cats and dogs released from shelters and pounds be sterilized, with certain exceptions, and establish penalties for noncompliance. Because we got to make sure we get on top of that problem in New Jersey. Forget about property taxes, forget about pension and benefit reform. For God's sake, don't go near education reform.
There is never a script at these Christie town halls. He works the crowd like a right-wing Oprah. There's self-effacing humor about his appearance. But there's always a kind of intimacy and a spontaneous conversational quality that keeps the audience engaged.
Yes, sir. Tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Hunter Gallo, and I'm from Stillwater.
Okay. What you got, Hunter?
Well, my question is, would you consider giving a tax break to homeschoolers that pay school tax but don't use the school?
Here's the thing. We have to reform the entire way schools are funded in New Jersey. But my first job is to try to make sure that the money we're spending already is spent better than it is. And so my answer to you is maybe, just like your parents probably say to you all the time. Maybe we'll see, right? So
one Morris County police officer questioned Christie about state pensions, which are underfunded by tens of billions of dollars.
Sure. Morning, Governor. Thanks for coming out. My name's William Beck, resident of Hackettstown, 20-year police veteran.
Christie says both parties have had a hand in the pension crisis. He says his own party passed a 9% hike in pensions in 2001 that was never funded.
The bill was advocated for by the unions, passed by the Republican legislature, signed by Governor DeFrancesco, and a 9% increase in pensions were given to all public employees without any income stream to pay for it.
But there's a way you could open up that dialogue. That way we don't have that.
And that's why I'm here. And that's why I've been all over the state.
At the end of the town hall meeting, Christie said he wanted to offer the crowd some insight into his character. He said it would be more reliable than what he called the, quote, psychobabble in the press about what makes him tick.
I have an Irish father, and this will explain even more to you, a Sicilian mother. She never allowed anything to be unsaid between us on any day. She didn't like something, she told you. She thought something you did was great, she told you.
Christie said while he was still U.S. attorney, he was on the road in California when he got word from his family that his mother was near death.
And so I took the red eye home from San Diego and arrived at the hospital. And she said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I came to visit you. And she reached out, she grabbed my hand, and she said, go to work. That's where you belong. There's nothing left unsaid between us. Now, that will tell you everything you need to know about me. That's the woman I came from.
Christie chose not to speak with reporters at the town hall meeting. Officer Beck felt he had a real exchange with the governor, but thought Christie needed to do more to reach out to the state's public employees, who Beck says often get bashed by a poorly informed public.
I've been fearful the pension's not going to be there someday, and I would rather make changes now and know that there is one. Now, I don't feel the whole burden should be put on my back, but I am willing to contribute more to my health care. I am willing to contribute more into my pension. What else could you want from me?
Beck's not the only anxious public employee. Thanks to the flat economy and slipping revenues, scores of municipalities are grappling with the prospects of layoffs. This week, the Democratic legislative leadership pushed back on Christie, countering that 22 of the governor's 33 toolkit proposals were introduced. Municipal officials from both parties are caught in the middle. They say without the reforms, the combination of the new property tax cap and higher employee benefit costs could mean significant layoffs. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.